fifth and sixth trumpets of Revelation are different from the first four. As the fifth trumpet speaks of sowing true and false gospels, so the sixth trumpet is their reaping. They divide the seasons of God's will in every generation from the apostles until now. The sowing and reaping of both good and evil seeds has been in perpetual motion. Further, the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh trumpets are three woes that tell of the affliction of God's children taken captive into dead religion. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 1, the key that opens hell is passed from Jesus to the king of the pit, Abaddon, the destroying angel. The key to understanding the fifth trumpet is to understand this angel from heaven is a portion of God's word, created by God. Satan, as Abaddon's power, resides in the authority of the law and is the seat in its blessings. The cursing and destruction bound in this angel is unleashed in the sixth trumpet. The locusts that pour out of the bottomless pit is the Antichrist spirit in those religious armies Joel saw, whose creeds are the sting of scorpions in the hearts of those who believe them, and whose teeth have torn and devoured Jesus' testimony in every generation, whose crusades and missionaries into the nations flourish in the strength of Abaddon. But as Joel foresaw, the land is as the Garden of Eden before them, but behind them a desolate wilderness. Commanded not to hurt anything, the Antichrist is bound for a season from touching the green shoots of Jesus' faith in those who believe. Jesus is the salvation of the existing one. This faith is a mark upon the right hand of an Israel born of it. And Jesus, the name of the everlasting Father, a seal upon the foreheads of the first fruits of his tribes in Revelation chapter 14. But for those without God's seal in their foreheads, a season of torment and a time to repent, a lot of those who have bowed to another gospel. And this trumpet is the beginning of sorrows, and behold, one woe is past, and another too shall follow. And the sixth trumpet of Revelation is a time to reap. The sixth trumpet, Revelation chapter 9, verse 13, sets loose four angels bound in the great river Euphrates, which river is Jesus' gospel. They are the four parts of the destroyer Abaddon, sealed in Jesus' word, but unbound when we add to it or take away. These four angels are prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year to slay the third part of men. Their plagues unfold in four times of increasing severity, like the first church angel messenger that reveals we have turned from Jesus' faith back to the law, but by the fourth puts to death those who partake of Jezebel's church creeds. Or like the first of the four horse riders in the seven seals, which appears as Christ, but by the fourth, death and hell follow him. Further in Revelation, before the seven trumpets sound, four angels hold back the four winds of heaven that blow upon the earth. These four winds of heaven are the seven church angel messengers, the seven seals, the seven trumpets, and the seven plagues. Within these four winds sit the plagues of the first four horse riders, the first four trumpets, and so on. Like wheels within wheels, the four beasts of Daniel and the four locusts of Joel are the time and the times of the destroying angel Abaddon, which consume Jesus' grace and truth in our souls. Yet swore God an oath to Abraham, and from these four winds shall come tribes, the tribes of the earth, the Israel of God. In the Gospels of Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, Jesus said, many false Christs would come in his name, and having preached their Gospels in the nations would reap great tribulation. In these books, the seasons of sowing and reaping are divided in their midst by the reference to the abomination of desolation foretold by Daniel. So the fifth trumpet declares the sowing of false Gospels, like the first horse rider that appears as Christ. And the reaping of the great tribulation in the sixth trumpet is the death and hell that follow the fourth. These are the seasons of sowing and reaping that unfolded in the times of the patriarchs and apostles and still unfold in the Israel of God today. When we deem Jesus' blood insufficient to forgive our trespass, then this unbelief becomes sin. And while a clean life is important, only Jesus' sacrifice and gospel make us holy. But when we trust in the works of our own hands to make us holy, then we are deceived. And from this comes self-righteous judgment in them whose breastplates of fire and brimstone condemn their brother. And so the Messiah's sacrifice is replaced by our own. And from this abomination comes the plagues and desolation of our souls. The sixth trumpet concludes, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hearts, neither do their hands, neither do they repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. These are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Behold, the second woe is past, and the third comes quickly. And just before we touch on the seventh trumpet, the seven thunders, the Apostle Paul gave an insight into the angel's last trumpet, saying, "As we have borne the image of the earthly, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality." However, the mysteries of the seven thunders uttered by the angel of the covenant, the archangel, the sound that sound between the sixth and seventh trumpets in Revelation speak of God's covenant bound in his prophets and remain sealed until the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he has declared to his servants the prophets. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ bless the understanding of these fifth and sixth trumpets in your hearts and in your minds and in your souls, that they are the seasons of sowing and reaping and the dividing of God's times and God's laws. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless these things in you, and may he give you understanding, for he alone can give it. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.